where we just left off. And if you could, during your practice sessions, just spend a little more time on this, because every time we've chunked this, it's got remarkably better the next time we take it. More right notes, it becomes more expressive than it did the time before. So each rep gets better and better and better. So if you can just, you should be able to isolate those areas that are problematic to you. Like, oh my gosh, I have problems hearing this interval. You know, whatever that interval is, that's your melody. It might not be the primary melody, it'd be a secondary melody or background melody, but it's your melody. So think of it as your melody. And it will make, you know, this stuff go by, it could be much less painful. But you're doing
for four parts, it's just
an SATB, vocal chart. It's just four parts. It's not the usual eight or nine parts that we're used to playing. You have three parts in the soprano choir and two or three parts in the mellophone choir and two or three or four parts in the low brass choir. You know, one part, and it just comes together. It sounds, when you play the right notes, it sounds gorgeous. All right, so we get from the end of the key change, and we'll take a break for a few minutes.
Yeah.
We'll use the bathroom, and so you guys work really well. I kind of forget sometimes that we don't say, all right, take five, or let's take 15, and we just keep working through this stuff. And your rehearsal etiquette is getting better. I don't know if it's just the aberration today or what, but the rehearsal etiquette is really good. And it's really easy to get to move forward with this stuff when you guys work this way. It's good cooperation. All right, let's go beginning to the key change.